Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap up. I'm Amy, here as always with Haley and a special guest, which Haley, I will let you introduce. But Haley, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm ready to get another week of Bachelor in Paradise talked about. We're just kind of zooming through. We only have 2 weeks left after this. Can you believe it?
I can't. A lot happened this week.
A lot happened this week. I will admit to you guys now, early, I forgot to watch an hour of Bachelor in Paradise. I had to work Tuesday night. I missed the first hour of that episode. Meant to go back and watch it. Forgot. Sorry, everyone.
This wasn't even the week with the extra hour, Haley.
I know, and yet I still watched 3 hours of this. Yes. So cut me some slack. I'm sorry. Amy's watched it, and I know our guest has. Back once again, you know, we can't have him be away from us for too long. We're welcoming back best friend of the podcast, Jordan Parhar. Jordan, how are you doing?
Oh, I am doing fantastic. Thank you again, Amy and Haley, for having me back. I've waited many hours to be here. I am so excited to talk about that guy, Benoit, and all the other people on Bachelor in Paradise. It is a good time of year. I love this show so much.
Yeah, like both Amy and I asked you during The Bachelorette, like, hey, do you want to come on and talk with us about it? And you're like, no, I want to be saved until Bachelor in Paradise. So we're like, okay, no problem. We'll have you back then. So here you are.
Yeah, here I am. You know, Bachelorette, to me, you know, I love Becca on a personal level. I just couldn't really get into the season, and the guys really just annoyed me so much that I just didn't want to. I stopped watching, I think, after like 4 episodes. I saw like a little bit. It was on in the background of my house, like here and there, but I wasn't fully
because your parents are regular viewers of The Bachelor and regular listeners of our podcast.
Yes, of course.
What's up, and Jerry and Juno?
Yeah. and just a little inside baseball, there was some like scheduling conflicts with me this week, and my mom, I was telling my mom, I was like, yeah, like I'm trying to figure out when I can do this podcast with Amy and Haley, and my mom's like, well, just tell them I'll do it if you can't, like I'll come on the podcast. So I was like, okay, mom, sounds good. Like, I think I'm going to try to figure this out. But yeah, my mom is always down to talk VIP. My family just loves this show too. So it's great. It's a family affair in the Parhar household.
Nice. We'll have to get your mom, Haley's dad.
I asked my dad, he was like coming up and going to bed, and I was like, you're okay if I podcast, right? And he's like, oh yeah. And I was like, do you want to come on the podcast? He was like, no, I'm too sleepy tonight.
There you go.
Aw.
And my mom is always like, oh, Haley, did you hear this thing on The Bachelor happened? I was like, yeah, I watched it. Yeah, I live it. Any news gets sent to me at least 7 times, which I love so much.
Yeah, we've got our Google alerts, but we've got our listeners who keep on top of it even better. We're not Google alerts. We're not that far, but just Google seems to know that, at least for me.
I was going to say, I don't have Google alerts on.
Yeah. Yes, well, before we get into BIP, there was some Bachelor Nation news that came out. Haley, would you like to break the story for anyone that doesn't know?
I don't want to break the story because I'm broken up about it. I'm so sad to say that the last couple from Bachelor Winter Games is done. Courtney and Lily broke up. I am devastated. Please respect my privacy during this difficult time.
Jordan, are you similarly devastated to hear this news?
To be honest, I wasn't I thought Courtney and Lily were cool. I thought, I was like, yeah, like they're nice people. But I wasn't heavily invested in those two. I'm a huge Benoit fan, in case you can't tell. So I was mostly, although to be honest, I think I was kind of happy for Benoit. I don't think Claire was the best fit for him. But I was a little more bummed for him when, him and Claire broke up. So, yeah, I'm excited for Bachelor, Winter Games 2, and hopefully that'll happen. Yeah, hopefully that'll happen, and we'll get to see some more couples that I'm more invested in at next year. I think it'll happen, right? Like it seemed like it was a success. Although there's no Olympics next year, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, at least Crystal didn't watch it. We know because she had no clue who Benoit was or Kevin, I don't think. But I do think it was.
It was surprising. Quite a few of them, it seemed like, didn't know. They had no idea who he was, which, yeah, that did surprise me. I figured, like, hey, like, you're in this world. You should study up on all these people. But, yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, I guess they didn't predict that they'd tap into the international bachelor and bachelorettes. But I'm glad they did because, like, we have seen Kevin and we have the new arrival of Benoit. Before we get into this episode, too, there's another story going around that we're not going to discuss because it's spoiler related, but there is a spoiler out there that we don't know if it's accurate or not, speculation of who the next bachelor is and that it might be chosen already. So if you want to seek that out, it is out there and different outlets are reporting on it. I think it started with Reality Steve. So but we had people sending it to us and we did check that out and we'll share our reactions if that does get announced officially. All right. So, Jordan, as our guest, which couple would you like to start out talking about? Or which triangle?
Spin the wheel. Yeah. Spin the wheel.
So much happened that it's just a whirlwind.
Yes. Yeah, so much really did happen this week. My goodness. Let's start with my namesake. Let's start with Jordan, Jenna, and Benoit. I think that will be an interesting a place to start.
For sure. And I would actually like to get your take as a fellow Jordan. You know, we had Jordan talking about the different things that Jordans don't sweat. And I would like you to weigh in on what you don't sweat.
Or how many Davids you've ran into in your life.
Yeah. Do you have any interesting relationships and enemies named David?
I'm trying to think. Davids. There's a few people I know in my life named David, but I don't really.
You don't sweat them.
No, I don't really sweat them. Like, I'm cool with all my Davids. Like, I'm fine with that. I'm cool with all of their moms as well. Like, they seem like good people. But in terms of what I don't sweat, I used to sweat a lot more. Just in general, like everything in life would cause me to sweat. Uh-huh. I do sweat quite a bit. So I would say the heat. Playing sports makes me sweat a little bit more. Listening to like a really good podcast might get me sweating a little bit because I'm just so into it.
Nice.
I think if I was on Bachelor in Paradise, I would be sweating a lot though, just from the sun and also just how beautiful everybody is. I would just be like, oh my goodness, like everybody is so beautiful. So I'm surprised. I mean, I don't quite have the inflated ego that this Jordan has. So
you clearly have a face for reality television because you've been on it before.
That is true. But Bachelor in Paradise is really, it is really something else. Like, I feel like this season in particular, like everybody is just so attractive. Like Annalise, who is like a very beautiful woman, is like the quote unquote the desperate one on this season. True. And it's like, wait, it's like, what? Like, Annalise, like, you're so beautiful, like, why do you need to feel like as she was feeling? I mean, that kind of turned around when Camille came along, but they're all crazy, they're all very good looking, they're all very dramatic, and they all have no idea what they're doing, I think, in a lot of ways, but that's what makes it such an amazing show, right? So, I probably sweat the things I sweat are definitely different than what Jordan sweats. We'll see that.
Yes. So what he was really sweating last week and this week is Benoit coming to break up his happy couple with Jenna. So you mentioned you're a big Benoit fan. So were you rooting for the Benoit Jenna side of things, or did you think she and Jordan were a better match?
Yeah, so I was I am a huge Benoit fan. I don't think this is the best environment for my boy Benoit though. Like, I think he needs more of like an Annalise, I think. Like someone who's a little more like chill and is going to be like super into him and isn't going to be super high maintenance and is just going to love him for who he is. Like, he keeps getting into these situations that are a little bit messy, like the love triangles. Like, it was the same thing on Winter Games, and he was with Christian and the jacuzzi and Claire. And now it's, you know, and now it's here, and it's with Jordan and Jenna, and there's all this going on. So I think Benoit, for whatever reason, is really into the high. I mean, I don't think Jenna's necessarily high maintenance, but maybe like
he's addicted energy. To the drama.
The drama, yeah. He just loves the drama. And Benoit, like, he doesn't need the drama. Like, he is like a I mean, from the edited version of Benoit, he seems like a very nice man. I do love his accent quite a bit. So that's partially why I do. I just enjoy, and he's Canadian, so I have to love Benoit. But I do think, as crazy as he is and as ridiculous and overtop as he is, I do think Jordan and Jenna are the better match than Benoit and Jenna, just because Jordan and they're both like they both get each other. Like, they both have their own brand of crazy, and they both they just seem to have that connection that Benoit and Jenna, as much as like they seem like they could certainly work. They just didn't quite have that spark, at least from the television show that Jordan and Jenna had. And Jordan is just like, I don't think Jordan is for real. Like, he's just just a crazy person, and he's insane, and he's just doing this all for TV, which I enjoy. He does, from my perspective, and maybe my read is way off. My mom says my read is way off. I think he really genuinely is super into Jenna. And I think, I don't know if it's going to work, but I think there's more potential there than what she had going on with Benoit. What do you think, Haley? Like, step in here. What do you think about this situation?
I completely agree with you. And I love the way that Jenna was able to kind of speak about it, where she just felt really safe with Benoit, and she knew he would treat her well and would do nothing to hurt her. But she just had this pull to Jordan, and you just can't resist the pull.
How did you think that Jordan handled giving her the time to get to know Benoit? I mean, he was obviously overreacted at first, but then it seemed like he calmed down a little bit and then really made it known to her how he felt.
Well, and especially because I think Jordan realized that he was the reason she was pushed towards Benoit, with his little meltdown about David.
Mm-hmm.
But I really love how vulnerable Jordan is willing to be for Jenna, and like on TV for this. He doesn't have this macho attitude. That's a lie, he does. But like when it comes to her, it just is, it's different, and it feels real, and it doesn't feel put on like some of the stuff with David does. And it's just, he's really into her. I love the I'm sorry on the beach. You know, I like that he would joke with her even when he was trying to like have a serious conversation and just try to ease her into her decision. I think Jenna made the right choice for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I'm with both of you guys. And then we see Jordan, we see a little bit where after Jenna does make her choice, then Benoit upsets her with the conversation that they have at the beginning of Tuesday's episode. And then she's crying, and it seemed like a little bit of mixed communication, because Jenna said that like he yelled at her and made her upset. And then he goes back and is confronting Benoit, and then Wells has to say, no, he wasn't. I didn't see any yelling. Do you think it was just the way Jenna took it? Because he was sort of like calling her out that she couldn't make the decision for herself, because she had said, you know, I don't think I'm the right one for you. And maybe it's just like a language barrier. What was your take on that, Jordan?
I think like maybe it was a little bit of that. I didn't even think about the language barrier. I'm sure. I mean, maybe there was a little bit of that in here going on. I also think Benoit was just like in such disbelief, because I think he just saw how Jordan like carries himself with, you know, the salt, the sea salt spray in his hair, whatever the heck that is. And just, you know, walking around and I don't know if he witnessed the, you know, throwing David's thing into the water, the dog thing into the water, but I'm sure he heard about it and he just saw that. So I think that was just what got him so frustrated at Jenna over the whole situation. And in terms of like Jenna saying like, oh, he, you know, he yelled at me and whatever, I think, you know, I think it's just lost in translation with just what's going on. When you are in a situation where someone's upset, you over-exaggerate things, or you feel like someone did something to you, and in reality that just wasn't what happened, just because it's when you're in an emotional situation and stuff's going on. So, I don't really blame either of them for reacting the way that they did, just because, It's tough. Like when you're in that environment and you don't really know what you want, and you are, there's all these like heavy emotions and feelings involved. You don't want, you just want things to go smoothly, and when they're not going smoothly, it's incredibly difficult on everybody. So I think that's, and it's stressful. And when you're stressed out, you, maybe don't always react in the best way that you should be reacting, or could be reacting, I should say. So, so I don't think any of them should be at fault for what happened. It just happened, and, a little bit of miscommunication. And then of course, Jordan, loses his mind and goes crazy, because that's what Jordan does. I don't know. Like, is he really, I wish I could have like secretly filmed Jordan and see if he would react this way, in real life. Cause I really don't think he would. Like, I think this is all, he's just doing this all for TV. This is all shtick. This is all him just going crazy, and it's making a good TV show, mm-hmm. for sure. I just kind of feel bad for Ben. I feel bad for Benoit, because I don't think, as much as he's there, he's on the show too. So he understands what he signed up for, but at the same time, like, I don't think he fully realized like what he was getting into with this whole Jordan thing.
Yeah. Like, it's like Jordan seems like his emotions are real, but the reactions are the theatrical, yeah, exaggerated, right? Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So we also see Benoit, after realizing that Jenna chooses Jordan, he then sets his sights on Chelsea. Haley, what did you think about this potential couple?
I just thought this was kind of a bad look, honestly, on Benoit. I felt like the whole second episode was just kind of, as we say, Aki Milwaukee. I don't love when the guys or the girls don't just like admit defeat and be like, okay, I'm just not getting a rose. Mm. And they like try to move on to whoever is kind of left over. And it feels like a fake connection. And I'm sure Chelsea felt like all these guys were just trying to get at her for her rose. And it's kind of like Kenny last week, like all these girls were just trying to get at the rose. And it's just annoying to see that. It's just like, I kind of wish the guys would be like, I lost out on this one. I'm just going to head on home.
Yeah. Kind of like what we think would have happened if, with grocery store Joe, he kept saying, okay, I'm only here for Kendall. So if Kendall had chosen someone else, ultimately, sounds like he would have packed up and gone. So, that's kind of nice to see. We did see that happen. I mean, we have to kind of read between the lines, because we didn't get a lot of storyline with this, but seemed like that's what happened with Jubilee. Jordan, can you explain what what might have happened with the Jubilee and John's lack thereof of storyline?
Yeah. Also, quickly on Benoit, I completely agree with Haley. Like, I do love Benoit, but like the last episode was just, it was a terrible look for Benoit, and just made me think like, oh no, like this guy I love so much is like just here to be on TV, and this is not. He's not the man I thought he was. That guy is not the man I thought he was. But oh well. Yes. As for the Jubilee thing, yeah, I was watching that with my dad. My mom went to the washroom for a bit, and then my dad and I were watching. She was like, "Oh, just keep watching." So she like left and went to her room, and then she came back, and then we were like, "Oh yeah, Jubilee left." She's like, "Oh, why?" And we said, "We don't know. She just left." And it was like a flashback. It was
yeah.
Weird.
We saw almost nothing about it.
Yeah, there was just nothing. It was just like, she's gone, and that's it. And she just vanished in thin air. So I have no idea what happened there. I guess they're like was there? They would have shown it if something happened, and it's not like they would have said like, "Oh, don't film this. Like, we're gonna do this," and like, "I'm just gonna go." So. I really, really do not understand what happened. I guess I have no clue.
I think they had
John
some.
Was just like,
yeah, he wasn't into it anymore. And
yeah, but he wasn't into
why
it.
Why wasn't that captured on camera?
Yeah, like just get it. Or maybe it was just the producers were just so confused by it that or maybe she refused to do confessionals about it, or he did, or like, I have no clue what happened. But clearly she was upset. She went home, and. Hey, like it, good for Venmo John for like the week when, or the time, the period where they, he doesn't have a rose, where he said, "Hey, I don't really feel it with you. I don't want to lead you on." I think that's awesome that he did that. I was just a little bummed because it seemed like they had a good connection, and I like Jubilee. So yeah.
Yeah, Haley, what are your thoughts?
It was just like it was a moment where I feel like all of us were like, wait, what happened? Mm-hmm. What? And I love Jubilee and I wish she didn't go home, and it was confusing. And yeah, it's not, there's a piece missing.
Right.
And I don't know what it is.
Here's what I think happened. I think there was one camera that filmed the entire thing and it was like on an SD card or something. And then that guy and his camera, like they fell in the water and the SD card like got destroyed and they just lost the footage. So that's what happened. That is the only way. That is the only thing that could possibly explain what happened, because there's no other excuse for not showing why they broke up and just being like, oh yeah, she's gone. That's it. Bye. And then we're on to the next thing. Like,
wait, why couldn't they at least get a confessional of John? Because John stuck around.
I have a theory from Will Holston, and this is from our feedback. So Amy, don't read it when we come go to questions. So Will Holston says, I had a hunch on something and I think I'm right. I went back and watched the brief sepia tone John and Jubilee break up. If you watch it, they are never on screen at the same time. John could be talking to anyone and Jubilee's face is unreadable. She could be listening to anything. My theory is that their breakup happened off screen and the editors Frankenstein together conversation John was having with someone else and a reaction shot of Jubilee from some other time just to give the audience some closure. Hashtag tinfoil hat. This makes a lot of sense, because I feel like if there was a breakup on screen, we would have seen it before her leaving.
Yeah. I think they're
like,
totally
the second
that.
Tone thing is something that you've done in the past. Like when we saw the reenactment of when that the producer jumped out of the window because he was banging the cast member.
Yes, it was very awkward to kind of flash back in that way. So I think Will is on to something there. Just seems weird that they wouldn't even have John give a confessional to say, I realized that I wasn't connecting as much with her. And I know
I'm not feeling Jubilee and I have to break it off. Like, I know I'm at risk this week.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you, Jordan, that it's at least nice to see that he would do that on a week when he could be sent home.
Yeah.
Which normally people will play along until they have safety again.
Yeah. Like, it would have been real shitty of him to, if Jubilee was giving the rose last week and then John waited for her rose, and then as soon as he's in power, immediately break up with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which other people are fine to do. They have no problem with it. All right, Haley, which couple would you like to discuss next?
I'm really excited to talk about Astrid and Kevin.
All right. Astrid and Kevin, another Canadian.
I'll preface this with, I've never liked Kevin so much. And this includes on his season. I didn't like him on his original season. I wanted the other guy to win. Uh-huh. He won me over a little bit more on Winter Games. And here, I've liked him, but I haven't loved him. This episode, I loved him. But not at first. Mm-hmm. They did go on a mini day, him and Astrid, which I always love. Mm-hmm. Did that happen before or after this conversation?
I think it was after. Like, it was a way of making up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're right. So Kevin is talking to Astrid. And he says this ridiculous thing that upsets her. He says, like, oh, I wish that you would have gone on more dates here in Paradise, because when we get back in the real world, or I don't even think he said that. I think he just said, like, I wish you'd gone on more dates. And like, she was like,
yeah, I wanted to see you with other guys or something. That was like a weird fetish or something.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, like a cuck thing. I don't know. Am I using that correctly? Anyway, this made me mad at Kevin, honestly, uh-huh. because I was like, why? And she's like, well, I'm happy with you. What does it matter? And so I was mad at him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until like he sat her down and explained, like, hey, sorry, I'm just kind of freaking out. This is going so well. And that's happened in the past. You know, I got engaged to the girl on my season. Ashley, I and I had a good relationship. And all of a sudden, the rug was pulled out from under my feet in both relationships. So I'm nervous. I'm panicking. And I feel like he explained that well to her afterwards, once he got like a moment to kind of collect his thoughts and explain to her why he was feeling that way and like why he wanted to be tested. It's because in the two previous relationships, they weren't really tested before going out into the real world. he mentioned that he's just freaking out because he can't go see his therapist, and he talks to his therapist at least twice a week, and he's 34 and he's not here for the Instagram fame. I don't know about that one, Kevin. But you know, I loved how openly he was talking about therapy. It made me concerned that there isn't a production therapist for them to talk to at all times. Because isn't there usually, like, Nick was on Juliet Littman's podcast and said to her, hey, we can, after we get off the show, we immediately talk to a therapist. So, like,
not in the budget for Paradise, maybe?
Yeah, I guess not. There should be. There should be at least three on call at all times.
I think that's what Wells and Yuki are supposed to be. Probably not qualified.
They're not qualified to be bartenders. They're definitely not qualified to be therapists. Fair. So I love how vulnerable Kevin got with us, with Astrid. And she was like, yeah, you know what? Okay, cool. I get where you're coming from. It upset me that you said that, but I get it. And let's move on from that. They went on a cute date. And then I guess it's not really related to this relationship, but Kevin told Kendall, like, hey, I hope you know Leo was kissing other people. And she was like, no, I didn't. And then he had the balls to admit to Leo, like, hey, yeah, I told her, and this is why. And then Leo was Leo. But I feel like Kevin took a lot of right steps in this episode, and I really liked it.
Yeah, I agree. Jordan, do you have similar feelings on your fellow Canadian?
Yeah, I absolutely despised Kevin when he was on Bachelor of Canada. Yeah, he was so bad and just a total bro and just not interesting. And his mom was crazy and all this stuff. And, you know, Winter Games, I was like, oh, you know, this guy's not bad. But I thought, I think he's maybe in it for the fame with Ashley. I don't really know. I'm not a huge fan of him. And then he came here and I was like, this guy again, I guess, like, we'll see. And then, you know, I was like, oh, you know, maybe he's doing okay with Astrid. And then how the episode started, I was like, same as Haley. Like, what are you doing? But yeah, I'm totally with Haley. I don't think I have done a complete as big of a 180 on somebody on this show as I have now on Kevin, and within like one episode. Like, I am so in on Kevin. I loved everything about this episode. I loved how his confessional, where he quotes Justin Trudeau, you know, saying we're not going to be pushed around. Like, I was like, yes, let's go represent Canada. Like, I love that so much. And he just handled everything so well. Like, he did a poor job with Astrid, but he very quickly recognized that and he resolved the situation, and he behaved as if he were not one of the people on this show. You know, like, he behaved as like a 35-year-old man. Like, he did not behave as, you know,
an F boy.
Like a Nick Viall or one of these guys, right? Like, he actually behaved like a man, and I was proud of him. And I thought, I was like, man, like, this guy's amazing. So and as somebody who, you know, has gone to therapy and stuff myself, like, that was, it was just really cool to see Kevin open up about that and talk about that. And so I'm all in on Kevin and Astrid. I love it. And I'm excited to see what's next for them. And I'm glad, I'm sure we'll talk about Leo shortly. I'm glad, he ultimately emerged. I mean, he wasn't against Leo really in anything, but, you know, he got the last laugh with how everything turned out.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. I was with Haley in that conversation, like, what is Kevin doing? He's sabotaging this relationship, and why can't he just trust that Astrid, take her at her word? And, you know, why do you have to date other people? But then he recognized that he just wasn't expressing it the right way, and he took the time to digest and go back to her and really explain it, and then carve out that time, because they still haven't got a date card yet. They have to be due for one, right?
Who knows with this show? Colton and T are probably going to get another one.
Oh, gosh. Kill me now.
Me too.
Yes. We mentioned Leo. Let's get into this. We have to talk about him as much as I don't want to, because I know he just probably wants to be talked about. But Leo has caused quite a stir. But I really could not understand his intentions or where he was coming from. Jordan, is he just a crazy person? What's going on? Help me break it down, his actions here.
I think
calling
Leo,
Kendall an actress. And
yeah, Leo is the opposite of Kevin. He is a very immature little boy.
Yeah. Mother rapper.
Yeah, that's all he is. He's very immature. He thinks it's like, okay, I'm going to get the last laugh on Kendall and make her look bad. So I'm going to call her out and say she's an actress when, you know, that's not true at all. He's just being awful, being a terrible person, and or at least behaving like one. And I think he probably thought he was going to go on this show and have some fun and maybe kiss all the girls and see what happens. And then I genuinely think he did like Kendall. I think he really was into her. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as just one thing went wrong, he just handled it so poorly. Like, all Leo needed to do was just to say to Kendall, hey, like, I screwed up. It happened. I'm sorry it happened. Mm-hmm. I'm still really into you. Like, let's see if we can figure this out. Instead, he just went on the attack. Mm-hmm. He didn't own up to anything that happened. And he just was like, oh, well, it's the person who ratted me out's fault. It's Kevin's fault. And it's like, well, no, it wasn't Kevin's fault. You really should have taken the proper steps to communicate what exactly happened. And he didn't do that. And he ended up looking like a complete clown. And so that's what's happened with Leo. And I'm sure we won't see him again unless, you like to watch adult films. So, yeah, that's it with Leo.
Yeah. It's even like what he was saying, he would go back and forth like, oh, well, I was going to tell her on my own time. And then, well, why do you have to tell her? Yeah. Haley, what are your thoughts on Leo's paradise excursion?
I don't say this lightly, but I agree with Leo in like the tiny slightest thing, okay, which is like, why can't he kiss Chelsea as well?
No,
we weren't mad at Kendall for kissing Joe and then kissing Leo. But right. I think what the difference is that Kendall was open about it with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, well, why does Kendall get to kiss two people but Leo doesn't? And maybe it's like the secretness, or I don't know. Like, I mean, Chelsea kissed like five guys and during the rose ceremony, and that's fine. Right. So like, I feel like I can't get mad at Leo for kissing Chelsea and kissing Kendall. But I think he displaced his anger in obviously a very unfortunate way.
Maybe presenting it as if he was only focused on her, so it was more the distrust.
Yeah. And it would have been great if he had sat down with Kendall and been like, hey, by the way, I'm interested in Chelsea too. Like, I'm interested in you, but I'm also interested in Chelsea. And I think that's within my right by being on Bachelor in Paradise. And obviously yelling at Kevin was a bad look. I get why he might have been upset. But it seemed like he was more upset that he got caught rather than like he was upset that he didn't get a chance to talk to Kendall about it first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And the conversation he had with her was just so odd, the way he was sort of saying like, yeah, I don't get why you're single. I don't get why Ari, but the way he said it was so sarcastic.
Yeah.
That it's like, was he just dissing her? What did you think, Jordan?
Yeah, I think he was, I mean, first, I think he was like very heavily intoxicated while this was going on. So I think perhaps that was what was going on. Because like in his head, he was like, yeah, like she's great. But then like, or in his heart, he was saying there, he's all over the place. Like I think knowing Leo's personality a little bit, or at least from what I know about Leo's personality from the show, I do think that it was probably a little bit of sarcasm, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely think he liked her a lot. I think he just he's just a very angry person, and he doesn't channel it well at all. And that's why he reacted the way he did. And I'm with Haley. I mean, yeah, this is a show where people can kiss one another, and that's, you know, okay. And it, as Leo said, it was, you know, it was just a peck, but just being shady about it, not being open about it, and just just being like, hey, yeah, it happened and I'm sorry, I'm still really into you, let's figure this out. Like, that's honestly, I think if he just said that, I think it would have been a completely different situation. But instead, we ended with this whole fight where there's name calling and all these other things, and Leo storming off, and, you know, he looks like a complete idiot.
Yeah. And then he caps it off with his toast right before the rose ceremony. Calling everyone out, like, worthless experience. I don't know, have the word for word, but I don't know, just really insulting Kendall and capping it with calling grocery store Joe grocery store bitch.
Again, we're getting that on t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan, what do you think his chosen way of exiting?
I think it would, to be honest, in terms of for television purposes, I thought it was great. I enjoyed the drama. I'm glad we got Leo did go out with a bang, as much as I am not a fan. But I do love grocery store Joe, so I did feel a little bit sorry for him about how that went down. But I just find it interesting, you know, watching. I've been watching this season of The Challenge and just seeing like what goes down on that show and what they let them get away with. And then on this show, like, Leo and grocery store Joe just got close to each other. And then the producers just immediately like jumped on Leo's back and grabbed Joe and were like, ah, like split them up. And we didn't really get anything. I mean, it was entertaining, but I was hoping they would have let them get like maybe a little bit closer to one another. But hey, it is what it is. And I'm glad nobody got seriously hurt. So that's good.
Yeah, there's a clip of it going around, and there's like, whether it's a security guy or a producer that leaps over onto Leo before anything really happens. So it's good to know that they really amped up the security, I think, this season. After,
like, he came in like what are those little bats? Like a flying squirrel?
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up, that's what he was. He was a flying squirrel. He was looks like a small person.
Yeah. Were you surprised, Haley, that mild-mannered seemingly grocery store Joe decided to get into it with, you know, saying like, what you want to say that to my face, and actually following Leo out? Because he was pretty passive, like kind of letting Kendall figure things out and just letting sort of Leo dig his own grave. But here he you know, goes to confront him about it.
Yeah, I think Joe might have a little bit more of like alpha in him, or that need to prove your masculinity in him, that like then we might feel like he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably just really heated, and he's like upset, and he just got called grocery store bitch.
Yeah. And Leo had I think he actually had said to Kendall that she was full of shit, and, you know, so he was defending her as well. And that I didn't think Kendall would be someone that would be into that kind of thing, the physicality of it, but she actually really liked that he was willing to defend her in that way and make her feel safe. So we did see this couple become a lot more solid. But prior to that, Kendall actually kisses Venmo John. Jordan, what were your thoughts on that little development?
Yeah, I mean, again, like Ailey said, it's just interesting how that whole situation, again, this is like basically the exact same situation, but completely different methods of handling it on both ends. Kendall, I think, you know, she felt so bad right away, and she's just confused. And I think she's just like very emotional and just isn't really sure like who to trust or what's going on. So I think it just kind of happened. And also from my perspective, I watched the instant replay. It kind of looked like Venmo John like kind of strangled her and like pulled her in for the kiss. So I don't really think Kendall had much she could do. I think she was just like, oh, like, you know, he's my friend. Like, let's just go for it. I don't want to make this super awkward. So I don't really fault Kendall at all there. Like, that just, it happened. She talked to Joe. Joe is super chill about it. And they moved on like adults. Like, it happens. Like, it was just a kiss, like, whatever, it's all good. And yeah. I mean, and hey, for Venmo John, like, he's just, I mean, Venmo John is just like, I mean, they call Ari Leyendijk Jr. the kissing bandit. I really to go to Venmo John, because he's kissed like half this cast already.
Totally. Maybe that's part of the story with Jubilee, is that he just wanted to experience more of paradise. Just kind of like Leo wanted to, but just Venmo John is able to handle it in a more civil way. And Haley, we did get to hear the falling in love lingo from both Kendall and Joe. How are we feeling about their future?
Not good. I like grocery store Joe and Kendall, but they don't make sense to me. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Kendall's a lot and Joe's not a lot. So maybe like the balance works, but like in contrast, Jenna and Jordan just like make sense, where Joe and Kendall, like, I just don't see that fit necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, I think Kendall was feeling that way herself, and that's probably why she was like, let me see what's going on with John. Let's explore this with Leo. That makes more sense to me. That seems like it'll work better. We both are from LA. Like, it just seemed like she saw a future with Leo prior to Leo being Leo. But she was sort of pushing away from Joe, and, you know, maybe now in paradise, my take is she's seeing it as like, oh, why am I fighting it? But I still have doubts about their long-term potential. Jordan, what are your thoughts?
I definitely felt more similar to Haley prior to this week's episodes, because it didn't really seem like it could work between those two. It didn't seem like a match, and it seemed like the Leo thing was promising, despite the previews of the whole grocery store name calling incident. Mm-hmm. I don't think it makes sense, but does love ever make sense? Amy and Haley, like, does it ever make sense? I don't think this makes sense, but the energy seems to be there. Like, they both seem to be into each other a lot. Grocery store Joe more, probably a little bit more so than Kendall. But I think with how that whole situation went down and the fact that Joe stuck by Kendall, I think that really said a lot to her. They're both quirky. They're both like a little awkward. So I think there's a match there. I really do. And I don't think it's necessarily going to end in an engagement, but I could see this being a Raven and Adam type of situation from a year ago, where they both say, hey, you know, I like you. You know, you like me. Like, we don't need to get engaged, but like, let's see where this goes. Let's have fun with it and enjoy ourselves. So I'm hoping that happens. I'm rooting for the both of them because I do like both of them quite a bit. I remain hopeful, but I do agree with Haley. On paper, it does not make any sense at all.
And did either of you see any of the Twitter drama between Leo and some other former Bachelor contestants?
Yep.
So we saw Amanda Stanton tweeted about Leo basically threatening her or something in her DMs. And then he was also calling out Tanner, like challenging him to a fight. There are probably other ones that haven't even seen. But so I guess Leo is, it wasn't just an edit. Do you guys agree?
No, it's,
I agree.
It's not an edit. Like, go back, like, go do some, look at the Becca and what happened with Leo, like, from earlier this summer before the season. Like, Leo, just not a good dude. And, you know, hopefully this is a learning experience for him and he can grow from it. But something tells me that's not going to happen.
It's not looking like it.
Yeah,
he's great at taking accountability for his own actions.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty well. And then let's see, there's still a few couples on the board, Jordan. I'm treating this like it's a draft, but who would you like to chat about next? Who's
okay.
next on your list?
Next on my list. Let's see, where do we want to go? Let's go to, do we want to talk about, Annalise and, cause that was the Annalise and Kenny, that was the first episode, right? And then Annalise and Camille. Now let's talk
another
about
another weird breakup where I feel like we need some context there, right? With Kenny's exit.
Oh, I feel like we got all the context we needed. Kenny had to go to a dance recital, his daughter's dance recital. Couldn't miss it.
Just out of nowhere.
During filming, so he had to leave. I think he realized what a clinger Annalise was and just like wasn't super into her.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm trying to remember exactly how he exited on Rachel's season. I mean, she let him go, but it was still also kind of like, I don't want you to
daughter-related.
It was daughter-related. Yeah, like, I don't want you to continue on and miss this quality time. So did he just kind of have this excuse in the back pocket?
You think so?
Yeah. If, hey, I'm not really feeling it with anybody, but it's a nice way to not make Annalise feel really bad. Jordan, was that your take?
Like, it makes you look like a good guy.
Right. Yeah. Like, he'll get invited back.
Jordan, have you ever gotten out of a social engagement by saying you had to go to a dance recital? I would try.
You know what? It's funny.
I would try to get out of going to a dance recital. Yes. Those things are 7 months long.
Get out of going to a recital saying you have a date.
Yeah.
There you go. No, I actually, I had an employer once who, I can't even remember what it was planned, but I had already asked for time off for a final exam and I didn't want to ask again because I had like another exam and I hadn't asked. Like I basically what happened was like, I didn't give my employer enough of a heads up. So I wanted to think of an excuse that would seem legit and not a lie. So yes, I said that I had to go to, it wasn't a dance recital. I had to go to my niece's piano recital. So, and that was not the truth. I think
you have a niece?
No, I don't have a niece. I made that up.
Oh my gosh.
I think, yeah, you know what? Here's what it was. I wanted to, my friend and I, we wanted to watch the NFL draft together, and it was the same night.
What is with you in like drafts to like miss things? We're like, hey, last week we're like, hey, can you record on Wednesday? And you said, sure. So I texted, I'm just like straight up throwing you under the bus here. Sorry, man.
Straight up, Haley.
So I texted you earlier this week being like, hey, you still good for Wednesday? And you said, oh, I was just about to text you. I have a fantasy football draft. Can you do it like 3 p.m. Like, no, Jordan, we can't podcast at 3 p.m. I'm just kidding. It wasn't that ridiculous.
No, it was 3 p.m. Sorry, I should have specified. It was 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern is what I meant. So I probably that, you know, I should have realized like I got to get on the same time zone here. But
early for Amy. We
started
at 9:30 because Amy doesn't get home till whatever, then she has to eat dinner and it has to go out. Anyway.
Understandable. But yes, no, I do love drafts. But I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like regardless, and both of these were football drafts we're talking about. I do love football quite a bit.
One was fantasy, one was real, right?
One was real. The piano recital was real, that excuse. And this one was a fantasy draft that, yes, was yesterday. It was originally Friday. And then my friend, he works on Riverdale. So he, his schedule is all over the place. So he was like, and he was going to have it at his place. And then
I don't even watch that show. I don't care.
Okay. Well,
just saying
Riverdale, he's kind of a big deal. He's on a first name basis with the guy that plays Archie, KJ Apa. Although I think he works in production. But anyway, long story. I'm dragging way too long on this. That's what happened. And
dragging way too long on things that aren't actually about The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's true. We should just also
Listen to last week's episode when I talked about like my blood for like 20 minutes.
No, I missed last week's episode.
How dare you?
Downloaded. It's downloaded, but I haven't listened to it yet. It's been. These kids, they've taken over my lives, or my life. I am like a cat. I've got 9 lives now. Now I'm down to 8 after this summer. It's been it's been a little bit crazy. We've had some interesting incidents, but I don't know. Oh, here's where I was going with this. While we're going way off topic, Haley, I'm just gonna. Have you been? Amy, you as well. Have you been watching 90 Day Fiancé?
No, I guess.
When the Bachelor in Paradise is over and you need a show and Big Brother's over and Survivor isn't good, you need to watch 90 Day Fiancé. It is before the 90 days. It is an unreal show. And this is to anybody listening as well. 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. Get the TLC Go app if you're in the United States and watch it. It is Just fantastic television, night in, night out.
Nice. We'll take that recommendation.
I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for, I always say that for everything though.
Okay, I do too. I told Colin Stone I would watch The Genius 3 years ago, and I still haven't. So,
ooh, see, I kept expectations realistic with him about The Genius, and I said I wasn't going to watch it. And he gets mad at me every single time because he's like, it's so good. I'm like, yeah, but you want me to look at the screen while I'm watching television? I can't do that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm totally with you, Haley. It's so hard.
Yeah.
I don't have the attention span.
No, I agree with you guys too. And do you guys agree with Kenny's decision to depart?
Yes, I completely agree. I've been in Kenny's situation before, not having a child, but being in a situation where like I'm in a relationship or I'm seeing somebody and like, yeah, it's good. And like, it could be, you know, fine, but like, I don't really feel that spark. And I just, you know, I would rather just end it early rather than drag things out and get hurt the person even more. So it seemed like if Kenny was really into her, he would have stayed. He would not have gone, or he would have said, hey, like, let's leave paradise together.
Yeah. Exactly.
But the fact that the fact that he was like, I need to go, please stay here. Like, that is a totally him thing. Like, hey,
don't
like,
follow me.
Yeah, please do not follow me. And I want to do my own thing. So, you know, I felt bad for Annalise. But again, it's just like, Annalise, like, you're so beautiful. Like, why do you need to?
And also just like chill.
Yeah, just chill. Like, it's okay. Like, you don't need to find your person. Okay. Like, it doesn't have to be here. You can find your person, you know, walking down the street. Like, it could happen at any point. Like, having this tunnel vision and trying to find, you know, the one, like, all the time. Like, it's just, I don't think it's healthy. And I don't think it's, I don't think you ever find, quote unquote, the one or your person.
You can have lots of ones, honestly.
Yes, you can. Exactly. You're forcing it way too much. Like, just let it come to you. Have fun. And, you know, just if she changed her perspective on things, I think she would be enjoying herself a lot more. It seemed like things were going good for her. But, like, again, it's just like, from the previews for next week, it just doesn't seem like that is going to continue, unfortunately. So I just feel bad for Annalise. I really do.
She's always the strongest couple with whoever it is.
Oh my god, it's depressing.
Yeah.
Oh no. And then I think she drove the, what was that, like the dune buggy. I'm like, Annalise, you're willing to like drive a dune buggy over a
bridge, think
scared
about
of
that.
Bumper cars?
I'm terrified of bridges, like, or like heights. I would never, and I hate driving. I would never drive something over a weird bridge like that. You couldn't pay me enough money.
No, I'm not afraid of driving, and I wouldn't do that either. So, yeah, I mean,
that's
I guess
a really good
I
point.
Guess, I mean, they must, not they must really be they must really be one of the strongest couples if she's willing to do that. Genuinely, they must be.
Yeah. So we're talking about her date with Camille. Haley, did you remember Camille?
Of course I did. Because he looks exactly like one of Ethan's coworkers.
Oh, okay. Oh. So
like a shocking amount.
Interesting. Is Ethan's coworker and Instagram enthusiast?
No, I don't think so.
Or what was it, like, just Instagram participant or something?
Yeah, social media participant.
Yeah. This was sort of an odd pairing for me, and my take on Annalise is that she's the type of woman who will change her personality to her boyfriend. And whoever
you're
is,
very right about that.
Is like, that's like, yep, he's totally like me, and we get along great. We have all the same interests. But suddenly, she was totally into riding that UTV and thought Camille was like the perfect guy. Haley, were you surprised that Camille chose Annalise?
Like 500%. I was shocked.
I was too. Producers, or what are we thinking?
I don't know. I really don't know. So I thought he was going to choose Chelsea.
Right. Yeah, what's going on with Chelsea that nothing's really connecting?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I feel like maybe Camille is like a closet like bachelorette superfan or bachelor superfan, and he realized he like didn't want to. He knew like Chelsea had a kid and wanted to respect her, and he's a nice man. Maybe that's what it was.
This is the same guy who was like, let's go 60-40 on the first night. And he found Annalise, who's willing to go to like 90-10. 95, 99-1%.
Maybe that's why. 99-1.
It's like, this is the ratio honestly, I really want.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted 99-1, and he got it. Because Chelsea would not. Chelsea
would be like 60-40 in her, like,
her direction.
You have to come 60.
Yeah.
Because she's only going 40.
Definitely.
It was like, she's like, I have a kid. I don't have time for your BS.
Yeah. Well, and also it's like, okay, the guys are going home this week. Why not pick somebody who, like, is telling you, yes, I really want to go on this date. You're going to stick around if you take me.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't really see a lot of longevity for this couple. I'm not really...
No, definitely not. As soon as somebody else comes in and he has power with the rose, sorry, Annalise, you're gone.
Yeah.
Or you're not gone, but you're getting dropped. Like, it seems like she's the BIP cockroach, and I don't mean that in the mean way it sounds. She's just like, you're like, how is she still here? She's made like half a connection, half a real connection.
She's so determined and something's working. But
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't really have much more to say about this couple. I just agree with you, Haley, that next week we're going to see more heartbreak for Annalise, who falls very fast with whoever shows up.
Annalise is too delicate for this. Like, she needs to find love outside The Bachelor.
Yeah, I feel like she's kind of like the Claire, where it's not going to work. Maybe she can go to the next Winter Games, and that will be
maybe.
For her sake, I really hope not. I hope this is the last ride for Annalise, because like Benoit, this is just not the environment for her. It really isn't.
No, maybe they can go find each other.
Honestly, I think that could work. But I think the problem is that Benoit just loves like the drama and like the women that have, you know, lots of things going on surrounding them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Ben, for whatever reason, Benoit wouldn't go for her. I think that would make sense. Why not?
Yeah. Haley, we have a few couples left. Which couple would you like to discuss, or which free agents?
God, I don't even know who's left.
See, I like this because this also tells us, like, oh, who's really popping on screen? Whose storyline do we care about or not?
Let's do less than 1 minute on Colton Tia.
Okay. Which is really all we got this episode.
Thank fuck.
Yeah.
I couldn't take anymore.
No. We got some cute.
Wait, was working out this app or last app?
It was this week. No, it was this week. Working out together.
That was cute. The hot dogs were cute. That's all I have to say about
that. That's all we need from them.
Like to say.
Jordan,
you can have up to 60 seconds.
What do you think about them?
On Colton and Tia's storyline this season, but that's literally all I'll give you. Also, okay, just set a timer. Give me a second.
Okay. Tell me when it's ready.
Wait, okay.
Here we go. Hold on.
Wait. Don't have my mate. Okay, stopwatch. That's what I want, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. One, two, three, go.
Okay, here we go. Colton and Tia are an incredibly annoying couple. I hate this storyline. It's terrible. Colton and Tia is the new Jade and Tanner's wedding. It's just every episode is like, Colton and Tia, Colton and Tia, Colton and Tia. And it's just, as a viewer of this show, it's just incredibly taxing to see it over and over and over again. I'm glad they finally, I mean, it seems they finally got on the same page after the whole date last week, and when Colton said, will you be my girlfriend? But it just doesn't seem like Colton is super, he's not all in still. Even though, you know, it seems like it's a little bit better. I'm not a fan of Colton. He really annoys me. Just because he's a virgin, we're making him a superhero, which it shouldn't really be a thing. And Tia's annoyed me a little bit as well this season. I really like Tia a lot on Ari's season, but I haven't really, for whatever reason, I think maybe because
you're done. Okay. Sorry. Hey, Amy, who do you want to talk about next?
All right, let's talk about that was good, Jordan. We agree.
I like that Jordan was like struggling at the end of the 1 minute to like find
1 minute longer than you think.
Because they suck.
They do suck. They really do.
Yes. Let's talk about the little triangle that appeared with Chris, Crystal, and then the new arrival, Connor.
Oh, I hate Chris so deeply. I forgot about them. Like, I pushed them out of my memory.
Yes.
I loved drunk Crystal when Connor came in, just like all of like the zoom ins on her face, like sipping on her margarita. That is my aesthetic. You know, it's not my aesthetic, Chris being anywhere near me. I like that Crystal still went on the date, and I like that she was honest with Chris about it, and she was like pretty honest with Connor about it. Honestly, she was, how many times, Haley, say honest again, honest. Anyway, she was like, yeah, Connor will go on this date, but I'm pretty into Chris, so you know.
Yeah, she really handled this the best I've seen someone do that, where she was upfront. But well, I guess maybe the one thing she did wrong was she sort of told Chris that she wouldn't go on the date, but or did she? Did she just kind of make it seem like she wouldn't go on the date? Because maybe she just told him, like, this is what I said to Connor, and you know, I told him where we were at and that he should pursue other options. But Connor chose to go back to Crystal, and I mean, she could have turned him down, but we like to see the contestants actually go on these dates, and especially if, you know, Connor didn't want to go on a date with anybody else. What I'm trying to figure out is, where did, like, Connor and Chelsea split off? Because it seemed like she was really into him after that date. And what was it that made Chris win her over? Because, yeah, I agree with you, Haley. Chris is terrible. Either of you have any thoughts on that?
I agree. It just kind of sent like, oh, what? Why? I thought she was into Connor. Now she's just with whatchamacallit? Why?
Yeah. I mean, he did do that mini date, Jordan, where he decided to like put out yoga mats and then say, hey, how about you teach me yoga? That'll be our date.
Yeah, so why don't we go on a date, and I'll tell you to come meet me here, and you do all the work and you do everything. How does that sound? Chris is the absolute worst. He is terrible. I will take anybody on this show over Chris. He is so annoying. He is so full of himself. He's just an imbecile. He's a doofus.
The new Alex for you. The Alex from JoJo season.
He's so bad. He's so terrible. He's exactly like Alex. He might even be worse. At least Alex, when he came on BIP, he got clowned pretty early. Like, Chris is just hanging around and he's giving himself like these terribly cringeworthy nicknames and all this stuff, and it's just like, oh, like, I don't get what I mean. Connor really sucks too, but like, at least Connor is, he's a stud. Like, he's a really good looking guy. Like, I don't understand why Crystal didn't choose Connor over Chris. Like, that just, I really,
maybe it's because Connor wasn't wearing his glasses like we keep telling him to do.
No, yeah, glasses. Maybe. Or maybe it's because she has a rule that she doesn't want to date anybody who unbuttons their shirt 12 buttons while still keeping it buttoned up. But yeah, the Chris is just how he went on the mental all, or what was it, the mental all? Yeah, I think he went on the mental all and he was like, hey, like, I'm sorry, I was really dumb on Becca's season, but trust me, I know I'm an idiot, I'll be better. And I thought, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give this guy a second chance. And then here he is wearing bandanas and, you know, calling out the other guys and trying to get like go at Colton and all this stuff. And it's just like, Chris, like, didn't you learn from Becca's season? Like, you learned nothing, man. Like, you were just the exact. I mean, I guess you can't teach an old dog new tricks. No. Amy and Haley. I really guess you can't. And yeah, I mean, as somebody who's been on reality TV before and has been edited to look like a buffoon at times, I do have some sympathy for Chris, but at the same time, like, I just think this is who he is at this point, and I'm just not a fan.
Yeah, I agree. But Crystal is a fan, so they are going strong. And but I love that Crystal at least called them out, like, oh, so you want me to work on this date? But she was like, okay, so how about you just show me, you teach me. And then she quickly was like, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing, and didn't seem to mind after that. So maybe they're just crazy enough that they work together. But otherwise, Crystal's really night and day from what we saw of her on Ari season. Haley, are you still loving Crystal this season on BIP?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. And seems like she's befriended everybody and they've forgiven her for, you know, or gotten to know her aside from how she was on Ari's season. You know, we see her like holding hands or arms around Chelsea when they really butted heads on Ari's season. So that's a positive that I'm taking from this. But I really was hoping that somebody else would come in and steal her away from Chris. But as of yet, it didn't happen. Although she did seem to have eyes for Camille as well, a little bit maybe. But yep, Connor was one of the ones sent home. So let's see who we have left. We have Eric and Angela.
I like them together, but Eric's being like annoying. I'm mad at Eric.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I'm mad that he's telling her I'm all in. And then as soon as Cassie walks in the door, then he's like, whoa, okay.
Right.
Like, I'm fine with it as long as you're like, hey, we're on Bachelor in Paradise, let's be chill. But he wasn't.
He wasn't. No, not at all. So
it was like he was the one that said it. Maybe I'm wrong, but he was the one who was like, I'm all in. It wasn't just her. Like, it wasn't one-sided.
No, I mean, they got the date card this week, and maybe one of the best dates that you can get on Bachelor in Paradise. So we haven't seen something like this before, but they went to a luxury suite. So it was almost like a fantasy suite. And then suddenly, like, the doorbell rings and they're bringing a giant ice cream sundae from room service that they didn't order. It just shows up. And then a giant cheese tray to sample. I mean, it was like Big Brother. Yeah, it was like Big Brother have not proportions of like this huge spread of like, oh, hey, here's your two foods for the week that you guys can enjoy when you're have not. So it really doesn't get much better than that. So why wouldn't you be all in on that? But no, as soon as a new arrival comes, Jordan, Eric's eyes are elsewhere and he's all about getting that date with Cassandra.
And I believe Will Holston tweeted us saying, who is that?
Oh, yeah.
And we said, it's Cassandra Ferguson, who we did some minor research on a couple weeks ago. It's like we spoke her into existence.
It was really weird. Even though it's even had us filmed. You know how it's like when suddenly, like, a name you had never thought of before, and then you hear it like three times, or a word within the same week. This is like what happened, because she's all the way back from Juan Pablo's season. And so she was on nobody's radar for coming back, but here she is.
That was so long ago. We didn't even cover that season.
Yeah. Wow. That's how long ago it is.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how far back we could go. Is she going to be the farthest back that of cast members, or is there anyone else that works?
This season, I would say probably.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Cassandra works because she's still only 26.
Wow.
Even though she was on 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really crazy. She could be a veteran VIP contestant. She could be on VIP 10 and be like the new Annalise.
Yeah.
Oh man. So yeah, we have some potential trouble brewing for Angela and Eric. And I really didn't like what Eric did to just sort of say like, oh yeah, I just woke up this morning and I felt different. Jordan, how good of an excuse is that?
Yeah, no, that's a terrible excuse, Eric. Come on, man. I love Eric. I am a big fan of his, but again, like Benoit, this episode really did not, it brought him down several notches in my book. I didn't like how he handled that whole situation. I think he should have been, a little bit more straight up just with Angela beforehand, if that was indeed like how he felt, or if he was open to dating more people. Like the whole like, oh, like we need to see how strong we are, like that whole excuse, I don't really buy it. I think he saw Cassandra and was like, oh wow, she is very, very attractive, I want to go on a date with her, and hey, that's okay, but maybe, you know, communicate that a little bit better with the person that you just said like, hey, I'm all in, I'm like, so like, you're my person, like we're going through this together. Like, maybe don't do that if you think there's a chance that tomorrow could bring something else. So I feel bad for Angela in this situation. That is her name, right? Right? Is it Angela? I'm sorry. This is
allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. We've barely seen her on the show. We'll see. At this point, it's just, I feel bad too for Cassandra because, you know, what is she supposed to do? There's like nobody. The people that are in this spot are always in such a tough situation, because what are they supposed to do? She goes for Eric. He's in a relationship. I'm I mean, good for her that, it, you know, she's going to get to go on a date with him. But it seems like there's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be some drama next week, especially based on what the previews show. And I don't think she fully realized just what she's getting herself into.
Yeah. And I mean, so with the results of the last rose ceremony, they're really the only person who wasn't in an official couple was Venmo John. And he went on a date with the other new arrival, Olivia. Haley, I got to ask, did you remember Olivia?
Of course not. No. I'm not even going to talk about them. Like, I'm not dedicating any of my life to talking about them because I'm never going to see her again.
No, you don't think she's going to make it?
No,
next?
No, she's not.
Because it seemed like Chelsea wanted potential with John. I was a little confused. Jordan, did you get a good read on whether she thought there was something there or she just thought he deserved to stick around? Because she had her choice of Connor, Benoit, and Venmo John. Obviously not Leo. He stormed off, which good riddance. But at that rose ceremony, she gave her rose to Venmo John. But then as soon as it's like the tables are turned, he's the available guy that's not in the couple when these new arrivals show up. Did you think that Chelsea and he were had potential, or was it more of a friendship thing?
Yeah, it seemed like a friendship thing from my perspective. I think Chelsea thought, hey, there's really zero, there's not much chance this it'll work out with any of these guys.
Maybe she also had like David. I totally forgot about Chicken.
Oh, David. Oh, David yeah. David's just irrelevant at this point. But she probably thought, okay, I got no chance. I really don't think I see a future with any of these guys. Maybe there's like 15% chance something happens with Venmo John. So let's give him a shot. He's a nice guy. He's my friend. Let's give him the rose. That's really all it seemed like. I don't think Chelsea really had her hopes up too much that there was going to be, you know, a whole thing going on. It wasn't as if Annalise gave her rose to Venmo John. It's a much different situation.
Yeah. Their date was interesting. Haley, how would you feel if two random people showed up to your 15th birthday party?
I would feel bad about it. I don't know if I had a 15th birthday party.
Yeah. So it's a little different. Mexico was a quinceañera, so it's kind of like a wedding almost, just a really big celebration.
I'd be like, did they bring presents? Then sure, they can stay. Did they not? Well, then stop trying to scam me, you quinceañera crashers.
Yeah, hopefully she got a big check at least.
Yeah.
That would be
hopefully they paid for the party.
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. But that was a really interesting choice. I like at least that they're doing some different type of dates than we've seen before, because a lot of times it is just like eating dinner on this like fancy platform with water behind them.
Like around them, like they're in a platform in a pool.
Yes. And fireworks. And then that's it. So that was good. But interesting. So I thought maybe Olivia would stick around. But Haley, your money's on that. John will give his rose elsewhere.
Yeah, I'd say probably Chelsea again.
OK, yeah. Return the favor. Is there anybody else left that we haven't talked about?
If there is, I don't care about
them. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, there's nobody. I think we got them all right.
I think so.
Unless we want to talk another minute about Colton and Tia.
Nope.
Oh. I almost feel like Haley, next season we should do more like a stock watch, because we mentioned people like Eric and Benoit, their stock is going down. Same with Tia and other people turn it around on VIP, because it's impossible to do a draft for a show when we don't know what the cast is. But as people come and go, we sort of have different feelings about them. But let's jump to our questions from listeners. And we have an email as well. Haley, where can people email us if they'd like to send a longer form question?
You can email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
All right. So this comes to us from Andrea. Amy and Haley, two quick thoughts after Monday night's episode. One, I think all the cheese talk is coming from the book Who Moved My Cheese? It was an uber popular self-help book 10 to 15 years ago about dealing with change in life. I'm guessing that Eric is a fan. Two, Kevin for the win with that Justin Trudeau quote. Thanks, Andrea. Yeah, we didn't talk about moving the cheese.
Have you heard of this book? Have you read this book?
I don't never do heard of it.
Because I want to live in my own emotional filth.
Yeah. Jordan, had you heard of it?
I have not heard of it either, but it sounds intriguing.
With my cheese. Yeah, that makes a little more sense of where this came from. So I'm going to agree with Andrea that that must be where it's from, that it just wasn't some deep thing that he came up with. But hey, 10 to 15 years ago, I mean, self-help books, they go through like the latest craze. So yeah, he can like pass it off as original, but at this point, it seems like. And yeah, we all love that Justin Trudeau quote. Here's another one from Alyssa. Oh, she's from Minnesota. Nice. Let's get to the deep stuff. Speaking of food, because I know you and Amy have probably been talking about food. If you were a cheese, what cheese would you be? Also, can we just say yes to Kevin and the producers for actually talking about therapy? Shouldn't be taboo to talk about or unromantic. Go Kevin and production. On a side note, how crazy is it that Kevin is this season's most real on BIP?
I know, it's pretty wild, the trajectory of Kevin. What kind of cheese would I would be Brie, because I'm not super salty. I'm a little kind of sweet, and I'm very soft inside.
All right, like that. Jordan, how about you?
Ooh. Oh man, what kind of cheese am I? let's say I'm processed cheese.
Like a craft single,
and ready to mingle.
Yeah, I'm not a gourmet cheese, but you know, I'm like an old and reliable friend.
Can you put craft single and ready to mingle in your Twitter or your Tinder bio, please?
I don't have Tinder, but when if I get Tinder again, which I don't plan on it anytime soon.
What about Bumble?
It works for the other Jordan really well. So
yeah, exactly right. Yeah, I've got 1,000, 2,000 matches on here. No, I don't have any dating. I don't use any dating apps. I went through a phase where like I was using dating apps a lot, and I was just like, yeah, like let's meet all these people and go on these dates. But it turned into like talking to somebody and like having a conversation, like not really go anywhere. And sometimes it would, and I, you know, it just be a little awkward. Then maybe you meet up with somebody and then you hang out with them a couple times, and then you follow them on Instagram and you watch their stories from time to time. And then you never really stop seeing them, and then you keep seeing their stories on Instagram, and you're like, why do I still follow this person? And it's just awkward. And yeah, I just wasn't meeting the right people on dating apps. So I've sworn them off. I'm a single man. Speaking of my love life, I was seeing someone this summer, but it didn't work out. So yeah, back on the market. But I'm happy being single. I'm enjoying, growing and learning as a person kind of on my own. And when, you know, the right person comes along, hopefully they will. And if not, I'll just talk about Bachelor in Paradise with you guys for the rest of my days.
And listen, yeah. School's starting up. Yeah. I accidentally sat beside my future roommate and spouse in class one day, and here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you never know. We'll see what happens. I'm not. I think the Annalise approach to it for those single people out there, and I don't know anything, but this is just my perspective on it. The Annalise approach is like the wrong way to go. Like, I don't know anybody who has been like, I need to find someone to marry them. And then you just like go into this like crazy mode where you're like a hunter on the prowl. And like, I just don't think that works. So, I'm content. Like, being me, and if I meet someone someday, great. If not, hey, I'm totally cool with that as well.
Nice, that's the attitude to have, and then it'll happen for you. So, I'm trying to think of what cheese I am. I'll say cream cheese because I'm never far from bagels.
There you go. I like that.
Jordan, you kind of talked about it, but we like that. They acknowledge going to therapy in real life and that it's kind of a healthy thing to do. And it didn't scare Astrid away because we did kind of see we got some questions at the end of Becca's season about when she mentioned like she was worried about Blake being anxious and how he would handle situations. So I see this as more of a positive that they're willing to show that it actually is a really healthy thing to do. And shouldn't be a deterrent for, you know, people treating their mental health and talking about it openly.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, sorry to cut you off, Amy. No. Especially if you're Kevin. Like, this guy's been on, this is his third reality show now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was completely messed up going on one. I can't imagine going on multiple shows and living to tell the tale. So, and whether you're on a reality show or not, like, it's going to therapy is like nothing to be ashamed of. Like, I think everybody should do it. It's even if you're in a really good spot, like, it's super helpful to have somebody to just like open up to and talk to about life, because life's hard. Like, we all mm-hmm. have struggles. Like, it's not easy for anybody. So
I wonder if Kevin's therapy journey is like one of the reasons why he's more palatable on these shows.
I would think so.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Yeah, that's an interesting point, Haley. I probably agree with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's great that he can kind of be a role model for it, too, that people he might.
Because I can't stress to you how much I hated Kevin in his first season.
Yeah, he wasn't good at all. That's so funny. Like, he sucked. And now it's like, oh, wow, he's like.
We like Kevin.
I'm willing to say I love Kevin, Haley. Wow. I love Kevin.
That's big.
Last night. I love him.
Somebody tweet me a mashup of like the worst Kevin clips from Bachelor Canada, because I didn't see it, but I would love to see like what you guys hated, like this crazy mom and all this.
But yeah, like I don't remember. I need to see the... Like, he was just like a douche, and
yeah, that's
the
all
other
he was.
Guy was really great.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that might have been it. Is he just was like, he paled in comparison to the other guy, and it was so obvious that.
What was his name? Like Mikhail or something
Mikhail,
like that?
Mikhail.
Yeah. Right? He was like, great.
So good, and it just seems like, okay, like this is the guy, and then she didn't choose him, she chose Kevin, and it was just so disappointing. So maybe that was part of it, was just we put all this negative, you know, these negative thoughts on Kevin because he just wasn't as good as the other guy. But now, you know, he's on the way up,
he's grown,
he has.
Yeah. But then we have some great questions from the patron group. Will Holston, what are some good alternatives to Venmo?
I don't know, because we don't even have Venmo here.
Oh yeah,
PayPal. We don't use. It's funny. We were. Yeah. I was watching Bachelor in Paradise with one of my Big Brother Canada pals a couple weeks ago, I guess, and we were talking about Venmo John. and I had my friends Matt Ligori, Matt Gagan were visiting from out of town, and they're Americans.
Hello, Matt.
They're great. So the Matts were visiting me, and we were watching this episode, and we were talking about Venmo John, and my friend was like, "Oh, what's Venmo? Like, I don't know what it is." So then both the Matts were so confused, like, "What? Like, you don't know what Venmo is?" And we had tried to explain it, and then I eventually landed on PayPal as the equivalent. So, PayPal is a good option for you if you're interested.
And that's still what I use, because I don't know, kids these days and their Venmo.
Yeah, PayPal's good. What's wrong with PayPal? It's like the same thing, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's a little more formal or something. Like, you have to be like, I don't know, an adult. Yeah, yeah, it's like, I feel like Venmo, you can just be like, hey, you owe me for this, and it can be kind of a joke and can. Or chat back and forth, you can deny it. Whereas, like, if you send a request on PayPal, it's like, it's serious. I don't know.
Yes.
Alyssa Greenberg, I missed a few moments of last week's episode, but what happened to John and Jubilee? Was that flashback all we saw? Yes, that's all we got.
Yep, it is.
And I was
waiting
for them to
tweet
about
it. Like, serial type podcast.
Yes, we need the serial music.
Yeah, but we're too lazy for that kind of editing.
And I haven't seen any tweets from either of them, like clarifying, like, "Hey, so usually you see something like that, like FYI, this is what happened." Could be that something has come out since then, but I looked yesterday and didn't see anything. Will Holston, did Kenny's daughter actually have a dance recital? Or does Kenny just regularly use his daughter as a parachute out of social situations he's uncomfortable with? This is the second time this has happened.
Wouldn't you? If you had a fail-safe excuse for truly everything that was not only fail-safe, but like made you look like a better person, would you not use it all the time?
You've got a point. Alec Marinaro, on a scale of 1 to 10 while attempting to date a girl, how effective is it to aggressively accuse her of being a phenomenal actress and not truly being into you? All right, Jordan, you got to take this one.
Oh yeah, no, it does not. It's not a good plan. It is not a good plan. Don't do that. Yeah, no. I will cop to this. In my younger days, I have done that in the past when I was younger. And it was like, it just was not, I mean, I wasn't on a reality show and I wasn't in front of a group of like 20 people. But yeah, I have done this in the past. I regret it quite a bit. And it did not work. It was just made things even worse and it was terrible. So, yeah, do not do this. Do not do the Leo, or young Jordan Parhar. It is not a good move and just not fun for anybody.
No. And it kind of can be the same way of showing like too much insecurity, like, oh, like you don't really like me, prove
no,
it.
And
that
that's
never works
it, and
either.
No, that doesn't work either. And that's from, you know, again, speaking from my point of view, I don't know about Leo. Maybe this is the case for Leo. But for me, it was out of insecurity, which, you know, led to that. And that's just, yeah, it's just not good for anybody. But again, take the Kevin route, go to therapy, deal with your own stuff and you'll come through it, you know, come through it all better. And you don't have to do that to anybody. And you're happy. You don't have to deal with that. So, yeah, not a good idea for anybody to do.
Paul Borges, how did it feel to be completely Tia free for a night? Haley, I'll let you take that one.
So good. So good.
Yes. It was like we were in true paradise. Jessica Frey, do any of you use the phrase as a stick in the wheel? I think that was a Benoit.
What do you say? Stick in the wheel? No, I don't.
It makes sense to me, though.
Is it like stick in the mud?
No, it's like
if you slows it down. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if you stick it. A stick in your like bike spokes, then you're like going to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, Benoit, like this, and this is, it must be a French or a Quebecois saying or figure of speech. But it makes more sense. Does it not make more sense? A stick in the wheel stops the wheel. A stick in the mud, like,
yeah,
so what? It's just a mud. It's mud and there's a stick in it. Like, who cares? Like, nobody's playing with mud. Like, a wheel, like, on some vehicle you're using and a stick goes in it. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what's going on with that? So I'm with Benoit on stick in the wheel. I think I'm going to try to include that into my regular vernacular.
Nice. Stephen Schultz. How do you feel about Justin Trudeau being quoted in Paradise? Is he the first head of state to be quoted on a Bachelor show?
I feel so good about it. And it was like a great quote. So
you
I feel extra
well.
Good about it.
Yeah, yeah. It made sense.
Yeah. Excellent delivery by Kevin, too. Like he had the finger pointing and everything. It was just like, oh, it was a thing of beauty.
Either of you quote that quote for people who didn't watch the episode?
I can't because I will lead into like the speech that Hugh Grant gave in Love Actually when he was like turning down the American president played by Billy Bob Thornton. Like
you like morph the two quotes.
Yeah, we're going to stand up against them just because we're a small country doesn't mean that we can't do it. We've got Harry Potter and David Beckham's left foot and David Beckham's right foot. Like that's kind of what that
same essence of the
like
quote.
It really, that's, I hadn't thought about that. Great movie, by the way, Love Actually. That's and speaking of great people, Hugh Grant is just amazing, isn't he? Mm-hmm. I love
he's
Hugh
always
Grant.
Been my, he's always been like my rom-com heartthrob.
Yeah, he's fantastic. King of the rom-coms. Let's see. Stephanie Malcolm, Kevin freaked out about him and Astrid. How do you think the inevitable Ashley and Jared engagement will impact Kevin? It looked like there was a little clip
real bad
about that.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if like that causes him to leave.
Yeah, the way the preview clip made it look like he was like standing around with like production, like being like with the cameraman, and he was like caught on the sidelines of this engagement. But
yeah, it's like the Bachelor producers are evil. Like, this is terrible. The guy, like, they had broken up, what, like, 2 months before that? Like, not long at all.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, oh, they're getting engaged. And, like, your ex-girlfriend is going to get engaged to the guy she was cheating on you with in front of you on TV, in front of your current girlfriend and all of your friends.
Yeah.
And they're going to make it seem like it's a great celebration and everyone's going to be happy except you. Like that's just terrible for Kevin. Like that's just not fun for anyone. And it's just classic reality TV producers, like straight out of Unreal, like doing this, like this manipulative BS that is just, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, I don't want to see I don't know. Do you guys want to see that? I don't really want to see Kevin like cry or get upset over that or go
home.
No,
I don't.
No. No. Or for it to like, affect his relationship with
Yeah, it affects his relationship. Like, yeah, like that's just not cool by ABC and their producers. So, I don't know. Like, I'm a huge hypocrite because I'll probably watch it, but I'm not going to be happy.
Yes. Is it worth this extra hour that we have to watch next week?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not.
No. It's not. Sarah Benitez, on a scale of 1 to 10, how desperate is Annalise?
500.
I was going to say 5,000, but yeah, 500 works for me too.
Anna Morphew, is there any chance Benoit or Kevin could be the Bachelor, and would we want either of them to be? So, Jordan, sounds like you may want that.
Sure. I'll take Kevin as the Bachelor or the Bachelor Canada representative of Bachelor. I'll take Kevin. New Kevin, I'm all in on new Kevin. So wherever we can see him, I'm down.
All right. Well, we have a part two of this question from Anna. She says, scratch that about Benoit. I felt like he had a possible Bachelor edit on Monday, but he annoyed me last night. But what about...
Oh, sorry. The question was about Benoit. I thought it was about Kevin.
It was about both.
Oh, yeah. It was about both. Okay. Sorry.
Yep. Then she says, but what about John? I thought I was done with him after he broke up with Jubilee, but he's just so cute and charming. Personally, I would like him to be the Bachelor as much as Jason, who was my previous first choice. Haley, what do you think about John as a potential Bachelor?
I don't think John could carry a season.
Yeah, he's a little too meek and mild, I think.
Yeah.
I think this has become his Bachelor season. And he's making the most of it. Mary Kwiatkowski, if your passion was in something you'd carry, what would it be? Please respond in depth. Thanks. So this is in reference to, was it a briefcase full of passion? Is how I think Jordan described himself.
Of course he did.
Yeah. And then they had a little convo where I think he was telling different people. I think he said that Colton was like a trendy duffel bag. And what is your baggage of choice, Jordan?
I think of processed cheese. I think it has to be after earlier. It's old and reliable. No, I don't know.
If it's something you carry, you can carry cheese around, right?
Yeah, I guess it could be cheese. You can carry it around. You give it to people. It's handy. You can make real cheese with it. Well, let's go with the processed cheese. I'm all in.
Nice. Haley?
I'd say maybe like a vanity bag that's in the shape of like a taco or something like that, like a purse sequins,
like, and it was passion, in the shape of taco. But you can carry it. It's got makeup and tacos.
Yeah,
I like that. Maybe I'll say like a leash, like a dog leash, because I love dogs.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
All right. Amanda Danforth, not a question, but Kevin, talking about his therapy was a highlight of this week for me. All right. A lot of people resonating with them. That's cool. Will Holston, this is what we already covered. Alex Wilpon, although it didn't last, I don't think I was rooting for a couple harder than Crystal and Connor. The storytelling has been strange, but I shouldn't expect any different from this highbrow show. They didn't show anything about Crystal choosing Chris over Connor. John and Jubilee were done with no explanation. Yeah, that was really odd that they just couldn't find a way to even close up some of these stories. Just seems kind of lazy editing.
You know what? Their thought process is, it's like, oh, you're not going to remember these couples and or people in 2 years, so what does it matter?
Fair. Mike Doskus, who knew Venmo John would be such a stud on VIP? Do you think he's a dark horse contender for next Bachelor? Also, gotta think that Kenny had his daughter's dance recital in his back pocket, pulled it out when he realized Annalise was a little clingy, kind of like having your friend call you during a blind date to give you a chance to bow out gracefully. Jordan, have you used that tactic before when you were doing the online dating, the emergency call?
No, I never really had to use that. So I didn't have any, surprisingly, I've never really had a bad date.
Oh, wow.
Like I've had dates. Yeah. Like I've had dates where, you know, it's kind of like the conversation isn't like as electric as I'd like it to be, but I've never had a date where I've been like, oh my goodness, that was so terrible. Like kill me now. Mm-hmm. I had a friend once tell me that a good strategy is to, when you go, just meet someone for coffee and then get there like 10 minutes early and then drink like half of it, before the date gets there. And then if it's going really poorly, just chug the rest of it and then just like say, I got to go, see you later, bye, and then just leave. So I've never had to resort to that or the phone call either. But if I had to choose one, probably the phone call.
Nice. I thought you were going to say like drink it really fast, then you have to go to the bathroom, and if you you can just leave.
Maybe that's my friend who told me this. Maybe that is what he did, but he didn't include that part. So maybe that was part of it. But I feel like if you're in like a coffee shop and you're trying to escape, like there, it's usually pretty easy to see. Like if you go to the bathroom and then you just leave. So maybe more of like in a club or a bar thing you could do.
Right. Could always do the opposite of like coming in and saying like, oh, I have a hard out at this time because, you know, I've got to go to something. And then you could get the text saying like, oh, it's actually canceled if it's going well. Otherwise, just
there you go,
you know, leave and they'll be none the wiser because they'll just think, oh, hey, so we kind of covered already about Venmo, John, and I think we already covered about Kenny too, that yeah, probably just always had that in his back pocket with his daughter. Probably didn't tell the producers before he was cast that he had this conflict, but when he found the time that it was convenient, he still leaves Paradise not looking like a jerk. So always has that good edit. So that was our last question. Haley, do you have any takes from your pal Doug?
I do. Let me pull up his text. Because he was in Florida last week. He didn't have a whole lot, but he's back this week with a vengeance.
Nice.
He did go to a concert this week, though. He went to go see The Offspring. He said they're looking mighty old these days.
I can imagine. I saw them a long time ago.
50? So Doug says, did they spend the entire date budget for the whole season on Eric and Angela's date? This discrepancy between that and being forced to attend a child's 15th birthday party is staggering. I have also gone on a first date at a quinceañera. It was as disastrous as it sounds. Did you really, Doug?
Really?
Okay, you got to tell me more about that so we can read on next week's episode.
Were you 15 at the time?
I know. I can't tell if it's worse if you were 15 or were not 15.
Right. Anyway.
I'm really hoping that ABC shifts the black box away from people's asses and places it squarely over Kevin's face when he chews. He literally crams as much food as possible in every bite.
Respect, Kevin. Respect. I do the same.
Did Chris actually call John a whore? That seems really uncalled for. Then again, Chris is the spawn of a psychopath crossed with a B-list Backstreet Boy, so I'm not surprised.
Perfect description for Chris.
Totally.
What would be more shocking? Learning that your significant other never wears underpants or learning that your significant other referred to you as a frisbee?
Oh, we did not get into either of those quotes. But, you know, it didn't fit in the minute that Jordan had to talk about Colton. But Colton never wears underwear. Thoughts, Jordan, on this practice?
I've done that a few times in my life. It is not very comfortable. So kudos to Colton for doing that. But personally, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I wear underwear to, like, bed. Like, I can't not wear underwear.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice. And then Frisbee. That was a Jordan quote, right? That he was the golden retriever and Jenna was the frisbee. So, something that he retrieves and chews up. No, I probably wouldn't take too well to being called a frisbee, but I don't know. A golden retriever isn't a bad quality to have, I guess, for someone you're dating. What do you think, Haley?
Like I've said before, like I have referred to Ethan as like a golden retriever of human.
Yeah. But he hasn't called you a frisbee, right?
Those Capricorns are loyal. And I think I think Jordan said he was a Capricorn.
Oh, could be.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Please do an imitation of an inconsolable Benoit trying to rationalize what has happened to him but receiving nothing of substance because his psychiatrist is Clay.
Oh, well, we've got Jordan. Ooh. To be Benoit. We've got Haley to be Clay.
Okay. All right, here we go. I can't really do crying and Benoit at the same time. Sure. Though, so
I believe in you, Jordan. If you can't, I can.
Okay, here we go. Oh no. Why? I waited so many hours to come on this show. Why? Why am I always that guy who does not get picked? It is so frustrating. I do not get it. Why? I am just unlovable. Oh, I am like, this is like a stick in the wheel. Oh my goodness, this is so sad. Oh, Chelsea, please take me on a date.
Have you ever tried just breaking your wrist at something you're supposed to be paid to do and then getting out of the situation and looking like the good guy? Because that's what I would do. You just need to get back out in the field and live your life.
Oh, too good.
I don't know why Doug's so obsessed with my Clay impression.
I still am convinced that Clay is going to show up in Paradise, but I don't know where I got that from. It doesn't seem like someone that they'd save till the very end. It's like, it seems like someone you'd like burn out at the beginning.
I think grocery store bitch has become a compliment. I agree.
Yeah, I'll take that compliment.
Yeah. And then lastly, would you rather tell someone that you will drag your dick across their baguette or be filmed having a sword fight with hot dogs with someone who has zero interest in any sort of long-term relationship with you? Good question.
Oh, do we have to pick one?
Yeah, you're on our podcast. You have to pick one.
Oh, man. So this is what happens to me. I don't have to do this to someone else. I almost would rather this happen to me because this is both are terrible. I guess the second one.
Yeah, definitely the second one.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
I guess the second one.
A hot dog fight would be fun.
Yes, it could be.
Good on Doug for pulling out all these quotes we forget about.
Doug is good at that. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what happens on the episode. That's it for me. Jordan, you got anything else, bud?
Nothing else. I'm rooting for Grocery Store Joe and Kendall. Go to therapy. It's good for you. We all need it. And watch 90 Day Fiancé, please. And thank you. You will not regret it.
All right. Some great takeaways. And Jordan, thank you so much for joining us. We were, you know, like we said, we asked you for a bachelorette, but we're glad that you picked a great episode to come in and talk to us about on VIP. It was worth the wait. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Those are all my plugs. So thank you for having me.
Go back and like go into the Rob Has a Website archives and like find other podcasts we've done together that are also ridiculous.
Yes, there's lots of good stuff out there. Please check it out. And Amy and Haley, thank you again so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be on your podcast. And I will, I hope we can do this during The Bachelor. And
what kind of question is that? Of course we can.
Okay. And hopefully the rumors are false. So that's all I will say. Hopefully they are
fingers
false.
Crossed.
Otherwise, I will be crying with Benoit in that taxi cab in Mexico.
We'll just have you on like the second episode of the season, so you can just give up afterwards.
Thank you. Mm. Get in, get out. Even first episode, even let's get it done.
Sure, we'll have you on the premiere.
Thank you.
All right, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me as always on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_.
And you can find me on Twitter @RHAP Recapper. Until next time, bye.
Bye.